With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5 minute idea fix. Ever feel like your inner critic is on a permanent loop, blasting negativity? You know that feeling when you trip over your own feet, stumble in a presentation, or even just have a bad hair day and your mind starts running wild with self-deprecating thoughts? Trust me, I've been there. We all have moments where those negative voices get loud. But what if I told you there was a way to silence them? Today, we're diving into the power of self-compassion not as some fluffy feel-good concept, but as a real tool to overcome those pesky negative thoughts and build a more resilient and positive mindset. Think of it like this. Your brain is like a muscle, constantly working. Sometimes it gets tired, overworked, and starts making mistakes. But instead of berating itself, wouldn't it be better to offer some kindness and understanding? That's exactly what self-compassion is all about. It's treating yourself with the same warmth, kindness, and understanding you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. And guess what? Science backs this up. Studies show that practicing self-compassion can actually reduce stress, anxiety, and even depression. So, how do we cultivate this superpower of self-kindness? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started. 1. Recognize your humanity. First things first, remember that you're human. We all mess up, make mistakes, and experience setbacks. It's part of the journey. Instead of beating yourself up over those imperfections, acknowledge them with a gentle, hey, this is happening right now, that's okay. 2. Challenge your inner critic. Ever notice how that negative voice in your head is always quick to judge and criticize? Well, it's time to call it out. When you catch yourself thinking those harsh things, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Most likely, the answer is no. So why are we treating ourselves with such cruelty? 3. Practice mindfulness. Self-compassion starts with being present in the moment. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice those negative voices, but don't let them control you. Imagine yourself as an observer, watching those thoughts come and go like clouds in the sky. 4. Offer yourself kindness. Treat yourself like you would treat a loved one going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. When things get challenging, remember to be your own best friend. Remember you're not alone. We all struggle with negative thoughts sometimes. It's important to remember that you're not alone in this journey. Connect with others who understand what you're going through, whether it's friends, family, or a support group. Sharing your experiences can be incredibly helpful and validating. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high school student who's struggling with her math test. She's convinced she's going to fail and starts spiraling into negative thought. I'm so dumb, I'll never get this right, everyone else is smarter than me. But then, Sarah remembers the power of self-compassion. Instead of beating herself up, she says to herself, it's okay to feel stressed. This is a challenging subject, and everyone learns at their own pace. She takes a deep breath, focuses on understanding the material, and reminds herself that effort and practice are more important than perfection. Sarah even reaches out to her study buddy for help, knowing she doesn't have to go through this alone. See? Self-compassion isn't just some fluffy idea, it's a practical tool to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-kindness today. It's an investment in your well-being that will pay dividends for years to come. Remember, be gentle with yourself, celebrate your strengths, and never stop learning and growing. You've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a dose of self-compassion. Until next time, keep brainstorming those positive vibes and let's boost each other up.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.